You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There are now two positive cases of COVID-19 in Christchurch. Both cases are family members from the same household but are not vaccinated or regularly use the COVID tracer app. One case flew to Christchurch from Auckland earlier this month, returned a negative test before their flight, but they were tested positive on the second time. The case could have been infectious in the community for almost two weeks. The Ministry of Health is still yet to release any locations of interest. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says this morning one case has been unwell for a while and he cannot rule out a snap lockdown in Christchurch, and the government is expected to make a decision at 1 p.m. According to the Canterbury District Health Board figures, 68% of people have been fully vaccinated in the region. Mr. Hipkins said these figures are good and will have an impact on the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Christchurch Mayor Lyon Dalzell told Stuff she is concerned by the lack of QR code scanning by the two cases and hoped the number of locations of interest would be minimised. Otago University epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker told me earlier that rapid antigen testing for departing passengers out of Auckland is needed to limit transmission out of the city.
It all depends on the risk assessment. At the moment, we don't know very much about the cases. The staff in Christchurch will be interviewing them, and they'll obviously look at a whole lot of factors like how long were they infectious for, where they went to, were they, for example, socialising with people in indoor environments, were they using masks, and so on. So a whole lot of factors will come into play. But given that at least one of these people has been infectious for probably a week or more in Christchurch, apparently they reported not to have been vaccinated and not to have used the contact tracing app very much, the QR coding or scanning, that might push it into being a higher risk situation. But we know that luck does come into it a lot, when you're looking at a single case and a single cluster.
Okay, I might just talk about the QR code usage a little bit later. Well, on testing requirements, because we saw the Christchurch, one of the Christchurch cases was tested negative before they left Auckland and only tested positive only after they arrived in Christchurch. So should testing requirements for people who are travelling outside of the Auckland boundary from Auckland be tightened more?
It depends on the commitment we have to maintaining elimination of this virus across New Zealand. If we're really committed to that, then yes, we need to look at all the things we can do to limit transmission out of Auckland. And one is looking at testing requirements. We know that a PCR test taken a few days before travel will not pick up people who are infected just before they depart, which could have been the case with this person. So we might want to add in rapid antigen testing before they go on the flight, and that's becoming available now. The second thing is, of course, the most important thing is limiting the number of people who are travelling out of Auckland, at alert level 3 in the Waikato at the moment, to the bare minimum. That would greatly reduce the risk to the South Island and other places. And, of course, the other measure is vaccination. I think we should be at the stage now of requiring a vaccination of all people getting onto domestic flights for multiple reasons. I mean, it is an indoor environment where if a person's highly infectious, even if they're wearing a mask, they could infect people around them, particularly when they're getting on and off the flight. Secondly, of course, this is the way the virus, as we've seen, is getting around the country, so vaccination would reduce that risk. And thirdly, of course, it would encourage high vaccine uptake. So I really hope that Air New Zealand can be a real leader in this area to protect the health of their passengers and their staff by making this a requirement as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm now talking about QR code scanning. Is there concerns amongst experts that scanning uptake haven't been strong enough in regions, for example, in the South Island, where there haven't been as much COVID cases as the other ones?
Yeah, well, look, clearly this is a requirement now, so people should be doing it. And I think in general, probably people in the South Island have felt that they're somehow protected against this virus because there hasn't been transmission there for a long time. But I think now everyone in New Zealand needs to assume that they could be exposed to this virus very soon and act accordingly. And that means all the things we know are important. And obviously, if you have symptoms, then going and getting tested, scanning in, following the alert level rules, which will limit transmission. I think things like mask use indoors if you're in an indoor environment with anyone else. And the main one, of course, is getting vaccinated.
And should we be expecting some more cases like what happened in Christchurch and earlier in Blenheim?
Yeah, well, look, there's no limited barriers on people who are infected flying all over New Zealand at the moment. So as the outbreak increases in Auckland, and if we can't stamp it out in the Waikato, we're just going to see more cases like this appearing across New Zealand. And I think there's huge public health benefits and also economic benefits with maintaining elimination across New Zealand outside Auckland for the time being until we've got very high vaccine coverage. And we've still got a lot of systems we have to get up and running, like a vaccine passport or green card or certificate, whatever we call it, and all the other systems we have to have in place, and particularly getting vaccine levels up to a level where they'll protect people across the country. And one other change I hope we can implement quickly would be inducing vaccination for children down to the age of 5. Now that this vaccine is looking safe and effective based on international trials, I think it would be very good if we could vaccinate all of our school-age children so that they are vaccinated when they encounter this virus, which is obviously going to become more common in the future.
And before we go, I just have one more quick question about the MIQ announcement that is supposed to be upcoming today. So the government has forecasted there will be a shake-up on MIQ. We don't know what's happening yet, but what should be the ideal... ideally, what should be happening to MIQ?
Well, we are shifting our policy settings where we're going to have more transmission of the virus in New Zealand, and therefore we can change our approach to people coming into the country. And I think that home quarantine with suitable precautions, I think, will be very useful for many people. And that the requirement, I think everyone's very aware of, you're going to have to be fully vaccinated to travel to New Zealand. You're going to have a negative pre-travel test. And if you're coming from a country which has low rates of disease, then that would all feed into a decision that you can quarantine at home with very low risk of bringing the virus into New Zealand. You will still need MIQ, but they'll be used for different groups now. They'll be used perhaps just for travellers coming from countries with high rates of infection. And of course, increasingly, they'll be used for people who are infected with this virus in New Zealand and where it may be quite unsafe for them to isolate at home. Say they're in a very crowded house or there are vulnerable people there, or there are other complicating factors, they'll be the people who go into MIQ more. And it's just now recognising that the risk from infected people, say in Auckland at the moment, is often going to be higher than the risk from people travelling to New Zealand from low-incidence countries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.